like steak, if you like salads, there's always different cuts of meat. There's different vegetables daily.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can get a bang for your buck here at Sinclair's. You can either come here and get a $9 sandwich, or you can go all the way up to a great filet mignon. It's just really whatever you want to choose and whatever you want to spend, you can spend here.
It's not just steaks and seafood at Sinclair's.
Of course, at lunch, they always have a meat and vegetables that you can choose from, and the things that you feel comfortable to eat at lunch without feeling guilty.
Kids are welcome at Sinclair's.
Kids are more than welcome. Tons of families come in here and eat.
Bring the babies. Bring the grandparents. Gather your clan at Sinclair's. Sinclair's. Family friendly and fine dining for decades. Vaughn Road at Taylor.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs. With no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
I'm Johnny Weir.
And I'm Tara Lipinski.
Entenmann's is celebrating their 120th birthday in a big way with their I Sing on the Cake sweepstakes. Go to Entenmann's120birthday.com to enter for a chance to win some really great prizes.
Now, if you sing happy birthday to Entenmann's using the hashtags Entenmann's120 and hashtag promotion, you get a second entry for the prizes. And Entenmann's will make a donation to the Give the Note Foundation to support music education in schools.
120 years.
Who doesn't love Entenmann's?
Happy birthday to you.
Today is January 12th, clean off your desk day. What? Clean out your desk day? Why do I have to clean out my desk? Am I being let go? I'll burn this place to the ground. Huh? Oh, clean off your desk day. Carry on.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
4 o'clock. Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. All three U.S. stock indexes ending the week with record highs. The Dow up more than 228, now within striking distance of the 26,000 mark. Another Republican weighing in on yesterday's immigration meeting, where some attendees say President Trump made vulgar comments.
In a statement, GOP Senator Lindsey Graham did not confirm the president referred to certain nations as s-holes. But he did say, quote, following comments by the president, I said my piece directly to him. He added, diversity has always been our strength, not our weakness.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. No champagne toast for the winner of the $451 million Mega Millions lottery jackpot. He's too young to drink. 20-year-old Shane Missler of Florida claiming the prize, taking the cash payout of just under $282 million. Fox News, we report, you decide.
In a moment, Rich Thomas will tell you about frigid weather. Not one blast, but two coming up. And it's all about our planet.
See, I'm not one of these people who's worried about everything. You got people like this around you. Country's full of them now. People walking around all day long, every minute of the day, worried about everything. Worried about the air, worried about the water, worried about the soil. Worried about insecticides, pesticides, food additives, carcinogens. Worried about radon gas, worried about asbestos. Worried about saving endangered species. Let me tell you about endangered species, all right? Saving endangered species is just one more arrogant attempt by humans to control nature. It's arrogant meddling. It's what got us in trouble in the first place. Doesn't anybody understand that? Interfering with nature. Over 90% of all the species that have ever lived on this planet, ever lived, are gone. They're extinct. We didn't kill them all. They just disappeared. That's what nature does. They disappear these days at the rate of 25 a day. And I mean regardless of our behavior. Irrespective of how we act on this planet, 25 species that were here today will be gone tomorrow. Let them go gracefully. Leave nature alone. Haven't we done enough? We're so self-important. So self-important. Everybody's going to save something now. Save the trees, save the bees, save the whales, save those snails. And the greatest arrogance of all, save the planet. What? Are these people kidding me? save the planet? We don't even know how to take care of ourselves yet. We haven't learned how to care for one another. We're going to save the planet? I'm getting tired of that. I'm tired of Earth Day. I'm tired of these self-righteous environmentalists, these white bourgeois liberals who think the only thing wrong with this country is there aren't enough bicycle paths. People trying to make the world safe for their Volvos. Besides, environmentalists don't give a shit about the planet. They don't care about the planet. Not in the abstract, they don't. Not in the abstract, they don't. You know what they're interested in? A clean place to live. Their own habitat. They're worried that someday in the future they might be personally inconvenienced. Narrow, unenlightened self-interest doesn't impress me. Besides, there is nothing wrong with the planet. Nothing wrong with the planet. The planet is fine. The people are difference. Difference. The planet is fine. Compared to the people, the planet is doing great. Been here 4.5 billion years. Do you ever think about the arithmetic? Planet has been here 4.5 billion years. We've been here, what, 100,000? Maybe 200,000? And we've only been engaged in heavy industry for a little over 200 years. 200 years versus 4.5 billion. And we have the conceit to think that somehow we're a threat? That somehow we're going to put in jeopardy this beautiful little blue-green ball that's just a-floating around the sun? The planet has been through a lot worse than us. Been through all kinds of things worse than us. Been through earthquakes, volcanoes, plate tectonics, continental drift, solar flares, sunspots, magnetic storms, the magnetic reversal of the poles, hundreds of thousands of years of bombardment by comets and asteroids and meteors, worldwide floods, tidal waves, worldwide fires, erosion, cosmic rays, recurring ice ages. And we think some plastic bags and some aluminum cans are going to make a difference? The planet isn't going anywhere. We are. We're going away. Pack your folks. We're going away.
No, don't pack your... Take it with you to one of those whole countries. Lots of interesting feedback. I keep adding to this post. I want to play this Tucker video a little bit later because it's a great question. Why are they? One of our astute listeners said, you know what? The leading reason these countries turn into blank holes is government. That's where Obama was taking us. I don't see what got better. We were back to race riots, all kinds of things that... We thought we had left in our past, but he managed to bring those back with his big mouth. Stick Shift Danny sent along an Andrew Breitbart quote, truth isn't mean, it's truth. It never ends. It's just, it never ends. I'm just so glad that they're getting a dose of what we suffered through for 8 long years. Because I can you think of a day where we came in here, wow, we just love what Obama did today?
If we really thought about it, maybe one or two, but that's about it. I'm trying to rack my brain. I can't recall.
I remember hilariously thinking, well, especially the way McCain ran his election. Where's he been lately, by the way? He's been a little quiet. Because he had his hands all over that dossier, that's why. Supposedly he was one of the people that was distributing it or the liaison between Fusion GPS and the FBI. That's not good.
I don't know. I'm just in a mood today, Greg, where the federal government is a joke when it's not a tyrant. So,
but there's nothing funny about a tyrant.
No, well... Nothing funny about Henry VIII?
Come on. I mean, look at Obama with all his executive orders. It's fun watching them all fall by the wayside now, one by one getting repealed. And look what's going on. Anyway, that we'll play the Tucker video, but I do have it on my Facebook page. Also, the flashback on Potty Mouth Presidents. And a picture of my beautiful anniversary cake that Rich and Amy put together for me today.
We put a little bit of a dent in it this afternoon thus far.
So good.
Yeah. Really good. red velvet.
We could offer drive-by cake.
That requires a lot of work, going up and down the stairs, standing out in the cold.
Yeah, it is.
And it's Friday, and I feel like being lazy.
That's every day.
I'm just being honest here.
For me, that's every day I feel like being lazy. 4:11 is the time. If you don't have a go-to, let's say you plug something in, you see sparks, you immediately pull it out, and you wonder, okay, why did that happen? Who's the first name that pops into your head? Who are you going to call? Well, you can do the roulette wheel of looking online and Yellow Pages and all that. In fact, if you want to look online, go to MrElectric.com and choose them. You've got Master Electricians, and the whole concept behind Mr. Electric is not only top-notch expertise when it comes to installations, repairs, whatever it is you need done. For us, it was just a long list of things that weren't working. We wanted to find out why. And if parts needed to be replaced or it was burned out, we didn't know. And Mr. Kirkland came out, and in less than an hour, had it all addressed. There were some bulbs that needed to be replaced. There were areas where the power had been shut off. And there was an outside outlet that was wired backwards by whoever did that previously. So we had it all fixed. What I really appreciate about the man, above and beyond his professionalism and expertise, they put a welcome mat down in front of your front door. And they wipe their feet on it and then cover their feet so they don't bring any dirt into your house. And if they do work on something, if there's a repair or an installation, they clean everything up. So all you're left with is a perfect result. These are great folks. I don't hesitate to recommend them the next time you need electrical work done in your home. Don't take a chance. We've seen up close and personal now twice in the last few months how much damage an electric fire can cause. Get a checkup, if nothing else, on your home system and make sure that you're up to code and that there's no dangers. They're not going to look for things, you know, to make stuff up. But if you got a problem, they'll bring it to your attention. And then, when there's a repair that needs to be done, they'll give you the price up front. No surprises with Mr. Electric. 269-8886, 269-8886, or go to MrElectric.com. News, weather, and traffic, and then we're back on All Request Friday at 272-9228. Happy hour.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Alabama hospitals being overwhelmed with flu cases. Baptist here in Montgomery says they've reached maximum capacity. If you have the flu, hospitals are asking you to go to a clinic, not the ER at this time. The 28 flu season expected to be one of the worst on record. Flu cases have been reported in 46 states, and there are some shortages of some flu medications due to demand. Mayor Todd Strange has a call to action for the community. He wants you to get involved and encourages new faces to run for the five spots on the county school board. The mayor also announced the launch of EducateMGM.com, a website that will educate the public on the upcoming election. Fingers crossed. And Montgomery police have charged Claude Keith Foster, age 27, with rape. The charges are in connection with an incident from last November. He's accused of raping a female acquaintance. He was also wanted on domestic violence charges. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Dramatic weather changes underway as the Arctic air funnels into the state. For tonight, mostly cloudy, cold. The overnight low temperature by morning, 28. Tomorrow, windy, cold, sunshine. High 41, but the winds will make it seem colder. Tomorrow night, clear skies, frigid. Overnight low temperature, 22 by dawn Sunday. Sunday's high barely up to about 40. Back to the low 20s on Monday morning, and a new surge of Arctic air arrives by Tuesday evening. Our weather app will be your best friend during this Arctic surge. Hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, current conditions, plus access to my videos and blog updates. Get it on your phone today. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. That accident on 85 northbound that was causing so much problem around Ann Street, it is cleared up and out of your way. Traffic moving through there unimpeded now. Everything else looks good, too. 65 north and southbound, the speed limit ride, the Boulevard Atlanta Highway, all looking really good. There are over 30 Toyota RAV4s to choose from at the Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center. LEs, SEs, XLEs, limited editions, and all at frozen prices. The Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. We are looking to increase our sales force at our office. We are looking for new people, whether you have a real estate license or not. We have a modern office in East Chase, convenient to everything. If you already have an active license or an inactive license, come see me and let's see what the possibilities are for you. We train you how to sell, list, or manage real estate and give you plenty of opportunities to meet potential buyers. Marketing, contract writing, negotiations are just some of the topics we cover in our training. Intensive one-on-one or group training will help you achieve what you want to achieve. An active broker and helpful staff will help you on a daily basis, as well as a structured training and education schedule. I'm looking to grow, but I need your help. Come grow with us at the Goodson Group. Call me at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me at bogoodson@charter.net.
I try and I try, and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere, except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Glass. We literally take glass for granted. Just think about it. Every day we get in our cars, head out for the day, and do we ever say, thank you, glass? Thank you for keeping the bugs out of my mouth. Thank you for keeping the rain out. Thank you, glass, for just being glass. And besides having glass to protect us and keep us comfortable, glass can also be used to decorate your house, place of worship, or even your storefront. So do yourself a favor and call Independent Glass at 263-2823. That's 263-2823. Or contact them online at independentglassco.com. Independent Glass, where you should go for home, commercial, or auto glass needs.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
And then we have political correctness, which is this joy that is the other side of health and safety, which is a small oppression of our physical movement, so we can't do anything without permission from the state. And political correctness is the oppression of our intellectual movement, so no one says anything anymore in case somebody else gets offended. What happens if you say that and someone gets offended? Well, they can be offended. What's wrong with being offended? When did sticks and stones may break my bones stop being relevant? Isn't that what you teach children, for God's sake? That's what you teach toddlers. He called me an idiot. Don't worry about him. Now you have adults going, I was offended, and I have rights. Well, so what? Be offended. Nothing happens. You're an adult. Grow up. Deal with it. When you're offended, there's nothing. I went to the comedy show and the comedian said something about the Lord and I was offended, and when I woke up in the morning I had leprosy. Nothing happens. I want to live in democracy, but I never want to be offended again. Well, you're an idiot. How do you make
making law about offending people? How do you make it an offense to offend people? Being offended is subjective. That has everything to do with you as an individual, or a collective, or a group, or a society, or a community, your moral conditioning, your religious beliefs. What offends me may not offend you. And you want to make laws about this? I'm offended when I see boy bands, for God's sake. It's a valid offense. I'm offended. They're corporate shills posing as musicians to further a modeling career, and frankly, I'm disgusted. Right? But what am I going to do? Call the cops? Hello, it's me again. They're on the telly this time. Five of them, that's it. Yeah, white suits dancing like girls, that's them. 5 minutes, I'll be out the front traumatized. Bye.
These easily offended people are enough to drive you to drink. And sometimes you do. And when you drink too much.
So you went out and had a few. Boy, are you going to feel that in the morning. That is, unless you call noted hangover expert Emily Hayes. By drawing upon her years of experience, Emily can tell you how to avoid those pesky hangovers. Emily, what if I had too much beer?
If you take ibuprofen or Aleve and you drink a good deal of water before you go to bed, you're going to cut some stuff off at the pass. Okay, it's never even going to affect you.
How about too much whiskey?
Pedialyte. You don't do Gatorade anymore. You do Pedialyte.
Pedialyte's cough medicine, isn't it?
No, Pedialyte is what you give kids when they're dehydrated.
Well, yeah.
It's like chock full of all that stuff. You bypass all the Gatorade, blech, okay, and you just go straight for the Pedialyte.
What about vodka?
You get the cheeseburger combo from Milo's with extra Milo sauce and one of those mega 44-ounce sweet teas.
Greasy.
You will be good to go.
And what if I get loaded on homebrew?
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
So don't suffer with an old hangover. Call Emily Hayes. 1-800. That's 1-800. Call the Emily Hayes Hangover Clinic today.
If there's any 18-year-old, it'll wreck your buzz. We'll tell you.
Not associated with the Emily Hayes Driving School.
Yay!
Yeah.
That Rich Thomas. 423 on News Talk 93. I've been looking for this sausage thing that was requested.
From Denny's, yeah.
And I remember a bit like that.
Yeah. Me too.
Now, I looked under Denny's. I didn't find anything. Let's look under sausage.
Okay.
Oh, it's the Denny's mascot.
Yes, exactly.
This is what he wanted.
Stop into Denny's and say hello to Sausage, our lovable mascot.
Hi, everybody. Do you smell what I smell?
That's the aroma of delicious Denny's sausage.
And we're squeezing out link after link.
Try our mouth-watering breakfast sandwiches.
Look at me! I'm between two buns!
Or sample our scrumptious combo meals.
I'll take a number two!
Then wash it down with a piping hot cup of joe.
Coffee is what gets me going every morning!
And if you work third shift, stop in after a long night at work.
Phew! You must be wiped!
Come to Denny's for your morning duty and say hi to Sausage.
I'll be poking my head out for you!
That was the, when they announced that mascot and put it online, the sausage looked like a turd.
Yes, indeed it
basically
did.
Speaking of...
Get ready for one of the most explosive movies of the year.
Hang on to your ass!
Fire!
That was complete destruction.
Fart of the Furious.
Ready?
One thing I can guarantee, no one's ready for this.
Starring Vin Diesel.
I got no choice!
Charlize Theron.
This should be interesting. They're all mine.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Phase two.
Phase two? What's phase two?
Bounds away.
Ouch.
Now it's my turn.
And featuring special guest star Kurt Russell.
It took longer than I expected.
All right, you get style points for that one.
Boom! Fart of the Furious.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yeah, what about it? That's why we call this happy hour. Whole radio for the River Region. At 425.
Well, and on that note, I have a very serious message. No, but in very much in all seriousness, we have a new sponsor here on Happy Hour that I'm happy to tell you about, but it's for something you may have thought you never needed or never want to need, but it's an incredibly serious situation you might find yourself in. That is if you've been detained, charged with a crime, arrested. The beauty of our system, our court system in particular, is that you can have a defense. You can defend yourself in court, face your accusers, and you have the right to remain silent and to have good counsel. So if you are detained, say nothing. Remain silent and remember this phone number, 472-5499, 472-5499. That is the number for Mr. Big, Greg Biggs, attorney at law. He spent decades in government, helping the government investigate crimes, helping the government crack cases and prosecute people who did wrong. But having that experience as a government prosecutor, working for the government at all levels, Mr. Big, Greg Biggs, realized he wanted to help out those who might find themselves charged with a crime and they're not getting a just defense, a robust defense. So allow Greg Biggs, attorney at law, to be your defense, to be your advocate, and give him a call at 472-5499, 472-5499, Mr. Big, Greg Biggs, attorney at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I remember this date. In 1969, for very specific reason. It was the day I had my heart broken by some girl. I can't remember her name. It was Diane. Somewhere, one of these days, when you guys are over, you're going to remember to ask me to bring out the Rubbermaid tub because it's filled with all kinds of crazy, funny stuff. In the olden days, Sonny, Joey, you'd go to take your date to a more expensive kind of restaurant on a weekend, and they always had a photographer who would go around and take your picture, a photo of you and your date, and then come back and sell it to you for $10. Of course, you always had to buy it because you don't want to look like a cheapskate in front of your date. I got to find this picture, and I promise I'll scan it and I'll put it on Facebook because the laughs alone will be worth it.
Is it not good? Is it embarrassing? Is it?
No. It's just, I'm like 17 years old.
Oh, wow.
Look at the slick back here.
Just
and the
a
suit.
Boy.
Just a, yeah. Very nerdy looking. But it was on that same date that football history was made.
It's January 12th, the greatest day ever. On the 12th of January, 1969, Broadway Joe Namath delivered on his promise that the New York Jets would win Super Bowl III, leading the team to victory over the Baltimore Colts, making this the last time the words Jets and Super Bowl would be used in the same sentence. Have a great January 12th, the greatest day ever.
That was so amazing. Of course, yeah, that what he says there is true. The Jets haven't been back to a Super Bowl since. But that game changed everything because the presumption was the AFL, the American Football League, would never, ever be able to compete with the NFL. And the first two Super Bowls were blowouts. Green Bay was in both of them, and they beat Kansas City the first year and Oakland the second. Neither game was much of a match. The Baltimore Colts, coached by Don Shula, come into Super Bowl III, and they are just so heavily favored to win this thing. And Joe Namath, during that dead period between the end of the season and the Super Bowl, said, we're going to win it. I promise we're going to win this game. I mean, you talk about sticking your neck out as far as it can go. And, of course, the national media picked up on that. He was widely ridiculed and mocked. And then he went out and won the damn game, 16-7. It wasn't a particularly spectacular day for him, per se. It wasn't like he passed them into, you know, he had a couple of good ones. But he wasn't like the dominant performer. The team just went out there and played their hearts out and kept the heavily favored Colts. There was a sports writer in Chicago that predicted the Colts would win the game 55-0.
Wow.
The Jets wouldn't even score on the mighty Baltimore Colts.
I remember watching the coverage of, not when it happened, but ESPN Classic. I would watch marathons as a kid, and it's the image of Namath running off the field is burned into my brain.
With the
hand
yeah.
up in the air. It's an incredible moment.
Awesome. Just absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
And he was my favorite athlete at that time, Mr. Beaver Falls. The next year, I think this was the last time they called it the Super Bowl, or not Super Bowl, but the AFL-NFL, the merger took place, and it became one league. But one of the reasons they felt compelled to do it is the next year, the mighty Minnesota Vikings, the purple-headed warriors, or whatever their nickname was, the
one-eyed purple people
eaters.
That's
a nickname for something else. So they're heavily favored against Kansas City, and Kansas City won that game. So after four Super Bowls, it was 2-2. The merger took place, I think, in 1970, and it became one league. And now the NFL has become one big hole. It is. The ratings are down substantially.
Do you think it'll have... It's kind of what's happened with the NBA, with the MLB, that it's going to have a tough time, the NFL is, for a few years. But I can see it coming back. I don't know. The culture changes. It goes from, you know, baseball and the strike in the 90s really hurt them.
The strike was a stab in the baseball fans' heart.
Yeah, and then, but then, I don't care if it was steroid-driven. The Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa saga with the home runs, I was a kid. It was magical. It caught my imagination. It was amazing.
I'm not arguing with you. I was there September 8th, 1998, when McGwire broke the record. I saw it. I was up.
And though, wasn't it, that was such a skimpy home run. It was like a line drive that just got
over the wall. Yeah. I wanted him to hit one of those 450 golden arches to what do they call it, Big Mac. They had some nickname for the upper deck in left field. It was Big Mac territory or something.
Yeah.
And it was a rocket, though.
Well, it was a rocket. And then also as a kid, the other big sports star was, of course, Michael Jordan and the Bulls. I mean, incredible story. Whenever you have a team that is that good, that successful, it will capture especially kids' imagination. And so it was basketball and baseball. I was a big Braves fan. And it wasn't until I started to get into middle school and high school that I became an NFL fan. And it's fallen off. So I think it comes and goes, waxes and wanes.
Well, I'll tell you, I will never forgive. As much as I love baseball, it has never been quite the same since that strike. We all came back because baseball, when you grow up with it in your town, it is part of the calendar, it's part of the rhythm of life. The season begins as spring is starting to, you know, the winter is over, and it ends as the leaves are changing colors, the days are getting shorter, and it is absolutely, like for many, Rich Thomas would agree with me on this. Opening day was New Year's Day, especially if you grew up in a snowy hole of a town like Chicago or Cleveland. I'm going to use that every time I can.
Can you tell I've been containing my anger over here? Not at you. I'm very happy with you today.
Let it out. What's...
No, I was reading the closed captioning of The Five in their last segment, watching Jesse Watters and Greg Gutfeld, those two over-manicured metrosexual blowhards that think they're cute, whatever, talking about this new FISA 702 reauthorization. Apparently the jive turkey of the Senate, Mitch McConnell, isn't going to let people stand up and filibuster. They're just going to ram it through a bill that not only reauthorizes 702, but also expands the powers once again. And they have the audacity, Gutfeld in particular, a nation that is secure is free. And privacy advocates never can have enough. Privacy advocates aren't advocating getting rid of 702. They wanted a simple reform that said that Americans' information collected by the NSA through the FISA court cannot be looked at by the FBI except without a warrant. Right now, the FBI is limited under this current law if there's a criminal investigation of an American. They need a warrant. But you and I, Greg, there's no investigation into us for criminal charges, and our information gets picked up in that FISA order. They can look at it.
I want to know how they got FISA orders on Trump,
right?
And those people. When that question gets answered, if it's from this Fusion GPS, I expect Sessions and Jeff, you better get off your ass and get some stuff done. I expect to see some very famous people perp walk.
And I'm just amazed over here.
Ass and hole that used to be president.
You know, and Gutfeld fancies himself a libertarian, whatever. I don't care. I'm not here to be libertarian police. But I'm amazed at those who are supposedly skeptical of the government, want limited government. Every time this deep state, cloaked and it's classified and confidential, everything they tell us, this is what's needed for your security, we believe them. Are we that easily scared?
Well, we were after 9/11. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, but now it doesn't take thousands of people dying when a plane crashes into a building. It takes a guy with a truck on a sidewalk. And we give up our Fourth Amendment rights. Can hardly tell the difference between a terror attack and a traffic accident. And it shouldn't happen. But giving up your liberties is not going to stop that stuff from happening.
I just got a text from our good buddy.
Oh, Alan! Alan! Alan!
Can't make it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He's helping out at a robotics competition.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
Who do we have on the phone here?
I'm not sure. We just put him on hold. I'm venting and...
Hey, Gene.
Hey, Gene.
Greg, have you read Inquirer this month? Inquirer?
I have... yes, I've read every issue of the Inquirer. What did you want to...
Did you see the article about Megyn Kelly and...
Yes, we read it the other day.
Yes. I couldn't believe it. You know, she's so righteous.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, she was
all this about her first husband. And, yeah. She's quite a piece of work.
Yeah, she is that. I don't even turn her on.
She's a beautiful woman who is completely unsexy.
Yeah. And on the duck side.
Yeah, we're right on top of it. Tabloid Tuesday, we've got the latest right here.
All right. Thank you, Bobby.
Welcome. Where are we sitting with requests?
We
got Weasel. I know we got to play that.
I don't know. I'm stewing over here still.
Give Stu a call here at 272-9228.
And I'm not... I wish it was an honest debate. Nobody is saying to get rid of 702. Nobody with any clout. They wanted a simple reform. But let me ask you,
what do you expect in a country where 49% of the people believe that Barack Obama's economy is the reason Walmart employees are getting raised? We're damn stupid!
Yep.
And that's by design!
Yep.
I'm going to die before the full effects of all this sink in. I hope I do. I'm assuming it's going to take a few more years.
Oh, I'll brave the storm of the future.
You're going to have to, man, because I'll tell you, the left is the ultimate terror organization. They're worse than Al-Qaeda because they have the same amount of patience. 9/11 wasn't an idea they hatched in a cafe and did the next day. It took years for them to get that together, and that's how the left does it. They infiltrate and own the media. They only hire each other. It's the ultimate discrimination. They infiltrate the education system. They only hire like-minded professors. Then you've got this trickle-down socialist mindset that they are enforcing on little kids, and it's getting old, and it's getting very dangerous. We'll be back. Kenny, I need you to hold for a minute as I take a moment to remind you that with these drastic weather changes Rich is talking about, and we have his updated forecast in just a few seconds. Remember Clark's. If you haven't teamed up, that's so important. When there's a crisis, when it's 22 outside and your heating system ceases to function, that you have a go-to person to call or a place to call. We recommend Clark's for heating and air conditioning issues. Getting yourself a membership with them is the ultimate step, A, because they make sure that your system is maintained and updated, that it's clean, and that it's ready to go for the seasonal weather ahead. They come out twice a year. It's $159, great deal, because a la carte, those kinds of tune-ups and stuff can cost upwards of $150. You get all of that. You get two for basically the price of one. If you need a repair, you get a discount on parts and labor. And you're dealing with absolutely the very best HVAC folks on the planet and people who have been thoroughly background checked by the team at Clark's, Rick and Bobby, and drug test them on an ongoing basis just to make sure they know who they're sending into your home. You'll love them. Instantly, love at first contact. So call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Dramatic weather changes underway as the Arctic air funnels into the state. For tonight, mostly cloudy, cold. The overnight low temperature by morning, 28. Tomorrow, windy, cold, sunshine. High 41, but the winds will make it seem colder. Tomorrow night, clear skies, frigid. Overnight low temperature, 22 by dawn Sunday. Sunday's high barely up to about 40. Back to the low 20s on Monday morning, and a new surge of Arctic air arrives by Tuesday evening. Our weather app will be your best friend during this Arctic surge. Hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, current conditions, plus access to my videos and blog updates. Get it on your phone today. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Hope your Friday evening's going well. Looking good out on the roadways. No problems so far. It looks like the interstate systems are all clear now that we cleared that wreck off 85 northbound. Everything looks good on the Boulevard and Atlanta Highway. Starting to pick up a little traffic around the intersections and on and off ramps like we do every day. But nothing big, nothing that's going to slow you down for very long. Do you want to get your real estate license but can't attend classes? Do it online. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for more information. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The major averages closing at brand new record highs, with banks and retailers among the biggest gainers today. The Dow closing up 228 points, the Nasdaq up 49, and the S&P 500 up 19. And Fiat Chrysler recalling 162,000 2017 Chrysler Pacifica minivans because a software glitch may cause the vehicles to stall. The Italian-American automaker says one accident has potentially been linked to the defect. And for the second year in a row, Atlantic City's casinos seeing gambling revenue increase in 2017. The State Division of Gaming Enforcement releasing figures showing the seven casinos winning over $2.6 billion for an over 2% increase from 2016. The biggest winner, the Borgata. The past 2 years have been encouraging for Atlantic City's surviving casinos after a decade of revenue declines that saw five of the city's 12 casinos shut down with 11,000 jobs lost. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
I have some auditing and forecasting for you two robo-accountants. Can you have it done Friday?
We never sleep, Mike.
Or take breaks, or sick days.
It's official. Robots have entered the world of accounting, and certified management accountants have mastered the 11 most critical practice areas in business, which means they'll be the ones calling the shots. So then you'll have it done Wednesday?
No, Friday.
We need a couple of days to get in the zone.
Friday.
The CMA certification. You've got to earn it. Visit CMACertification.org for details.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, how's the new year looking?
Oh, the new year's great. I'm so glad to be in 2018. Everything here at Eastbrook is wonderful.
This is a great time of year to drop by Eastbrook Flea Market and find all the treasures.
When you come in, we've got the rocking chairs up front and coffee and cookies. You'll hear 50s music, but we've got some wonderful mahogany furniture. We've got the record collections. We've got books that are anywhere from 50 cents on up. There's anything you want to find, you can find it here at Eastbrook.
Tell us a little bit about the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have three floors. We have around 200 vendors. Each vendor is wonderful. They take care of their spaces and it's clean.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks. Crosby hardwired them to the panel. And ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's. We want to wish you a happy 2018. Marguerite's is in a new home. We're in our Peppertree shops. That's right. We have moved, and we are in Peppertree. We want you to come visit our new home anytime in January, and it's going to be on the house if you want to have your rings polished, re-rhodiumed, batteries changed, just cleaned, anything. Just come by, get a refreshment, and say hello to us in our new home at Peppertree Shops and Marguerite's, and come visit us. We're going to be open from 10 to 6:30, Monday through Saturday. Thank you.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh! Faces filled with joy and cheer. What a magical time of year. Howdy ho, it's Weasel Stomping Day. Put your Viking helmet on. Spread that mayonnaise on the lawn. Don't you know it's Weasel Stomping Day?
On this All Request Friday, let's stop all the weasels in all those whole countries and get it over with, shall we? Kenny from Maxwell, thank you for waiting.
Hi there, Joey and Mr. Boodle.
Hello.
How are you guys today?
I know.
Listen, you know, we've talked about this, and of course, I'm sure Benjamin Franklin was the one that made the quote about, you know, sacrificing liberty for the sake of safety and security. You know, he does it. Who does that deserves neither. And all these people have really, really believed that, well, I'm not a criminal, so it's okay if they tap other people's phones or spy on other people. You know, but what's to say that next time you might be the one? And like you said, you could have an innocent conversation with somebody. If it's wide open, they can listen to anything you say. And, you know, as they change the laws, who knows? Maybe today's innocent conversation is tomorrow's, you know, terrorist threat.
Right.
It kind of reminds me of Germany. You know, if you want to be a good German, spy on your neighbors and turn them in. I mean, seriously. But anyway.
Hey, wasn't that kind of what Obama had going?
Yeah.
When everybody was rebelling against Obamacare, didn't he want to let us know who's talking that way?
Yeah. Who's against us? It's really kind of frightening.
It is.
I had a great time the other night. It felt so good to be out, you know, and seeing some of the people I haven't met. It was great talking to Stella for a few minutes.
Yeah.
So I had told Terry and the Mean Little Woman, my sister from another mister, that we will definitely be doing that again on Wednesdays because it really felt good to be out and about.
It was great to see you, Kenny. Good to have you by my
I hope you're feeling better than you were the other day.
Well, you know, I sound all stuffed up. Here's the weird thing about this sinus thing that's going around. There's no way to clear it. There's nothing in there. It just sounds stuffed up.
Yeah, I know, man. I went through mine 2 weeks ago heading to New York. It hit me.
Takes a week to get rid of it. That's what I hear anyway.
Well, in light of all of this, if no one has requested it, this would be appropriate. You know, the owners of the country.
Carlin. All righty. You got it. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thanks.
And the last thing we need is another Germany.
There is one country that worries me, though. Not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but...
so such perfect understatement.
In the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. That had never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. About 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. And this time they have that guy, Schrankly, Crankly, that guy. And I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know what I'm talking about. But you'd think at that point the world will go, listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. What do you think, you're Mars or something?
All right, we have Wildwood on the phone.
Hi, Greg. Want to make a request and a combination request and a weather report for you.
Okay.
I'm over in western Wilcox County, west of Camden, coming back towards Montgomery. It's kind of south of Selma.
Mm-hmm.
And I just drove through about 10 miles of snow flurries, heavy enough I needed my windshield wipers on.
Where's this
so,
again?
West of Camden and kind of southwest of Selma. And so I was going to request a bread and milk guy.
Oh, I'll get him. I'll get him. Thanks for the update.
Sure thing.
Let's take a quick look at the Living Fear Doppler here. Because Rich has talked about the possibility, some of the models are showing that, not just for this system today, but oh, look at this. There it is. See it there? Those purple spots on the Living Fear Doppler.
Oh.
They're small,
huh.
But those are snur, or as Dick Biondi used to call them in Chicago, flow snurries.
Gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh my god, I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. They said snow. I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh my god. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh my god.
If only I could work people up to that level of passion for their new shutters. I got to get new shutters. Where am I going to get new shutters? Southern Shutters. That's where people are getting their shutters for inside and outside their home here. I believe that goes all the way back to 1964, when a Montgomery police officer who liked to make shutters said, you know what? I'm going to open up a factory and start making them. And when he began, it was a very humble little setup there on Coffee Street, which has ultimately expanded into a state-of-the-art place where, and this officer is still with us today, a team of very talented people use modern technology to produce the best shutters on the planet, period, that come with the best guarantee you'll get anywhere. If you go to southernshutter.com online and look, you'll see the outcome. Those are not digitally enhanced photographs. That's how they look. I've seen them. Toured this factory twice. And watch them in the entire shutter creation process. Love the smell of the place. They bring in these cedars from the Pacific Northwest because it's a very hardy wood, and it can withstand days like this or those hot summer days when they're hanging outside the home. Southern Shutters also is launching a line of window treatments and drapes and more. So they'll be the complete one-stop go-to shop for things that will look great outside your home or inside your home, around and over your windows. Go to southernshutter.com or call our buddy Hunter. He'll take great care of you, get a nice deal, and it's local, of course. We always like to support great local businesses at 294-1258. 294-1258 or visit southernshutter.com.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Friday. Everything looking pretty good for you up on North Boulevard around the UPS facility. There's a little bit of a backup in both directions there. There is some road construction going on there, so watch out for that. Otherwise, everything looks pretty good all around the boulevard. A little bit of stop-and-go stuff, but nothing big. Interstate systems are all clear, and the 31s look real good. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions, and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is better than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Whether you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, the application process couldn't be any easier than it is right here at Alabama Home Mortgage. We don't keep bankers' hours here. At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can complete your application 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No appointment necessary. On the go? No problem. We know you're busy. You can start the mortgage process right from the palm of your hand. Apply on your time, not ours, by visiting our Facebook page or website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Click on the Blink link to get started today. After all, there's no place like home to apply for a loan. If you are ready to apply for a home loan, wait no longer. Apply today at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Or give me, Kim Williams, and my team a call at 567-4223 to get your Alabama Home Mortgage today. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're making updates to existing properties or building new construction, Lowe's has savings for pros during our Ready to Refresh event. Save up to $40 on American Standard toilets and save $10 on a Delta Brush Nickel two-handle bath faucet, now just $39. Save yourself some time by ordering online at lowesforpros.com and pick it up at our pro desk. Faucet offer valid through 1/28/18. Toilet offer valid through 3/18/18. See store for details.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's hard to believe AC by Lou Choir is turning 35 this year. And to celebrate, we're passing the presents along to you. If you've been thinking about finally upgrading that old AC unit you've got, join in on the celebration at Lou Choir and get a brand new carrier system for 25% off, plus 0% financing available with approved credit. Before you know it, summer will be here again. You'll want the reliability of a new carrier system to keep you cool all season long. Act fast because the party's over February 28th. Your new carrier system also comes with a one-year maintenance agreement and a 10-year parts and labor warranty with required maintenance. Visit acbylouchoir.com today for all Lou Choir offers. AC by Lou Choir is available 24 hours a day and never charges an overtime fee. Turn to the experts at acbylouchoir.com, where quality is more than a promise. It's a guarantee. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capturing.